Welcome to BVP episode 9.
We are the Banton Biggies and this is our podcast.
Banton is a small village in North Lancashire in Scotland.
The Biggies are primary 5, 6 and 7 in Banton Primary School.
Each episode we present some of our learning and activities from our school and class. We will also tell you about our interests.
So sit back, relax and enjoy our stories.
Hi, I'm Faith.
I'm Olivia Rose.
And I'm Chloe.
In our school, we've been doing different types of art and crafts. Some of the art we've been doing is drawing and painting, but most of it was crafts. In this podcast, we'll explain some of the stuff we've been making in art.
Cherry blossoms. Mr. Johnson brought some cherry blossoms into the class. He put them in different bottles and milk jugs to have water in them, and he put them onto the tables. He had paper and pencils, and we had to draw what we saw. We weren't allowed to change the positions of the flowers, and we weren't allowed to draw it out of our imagination. We had to be slow and detailed the entire time.
Rebops. Mr. Johnson gave us all a sheet of paper. The paper had a grid on the side with different choices and different numbers. We had to pick from the numbers to find out what our rebops would look like and what colours it would be, but the body had to be green. After we finished drawing our rebops, we randomly got paired up with the name generator. We used the dice to decide what gene would overpower the other, and in the end, we were able to make a child for our rebops.
Respect logos. In the morning, our task was to use a drawing app on our iPads and make a logo that represents respect. We opened our iPads and went on to sketches. We all had different ideas, but the main one was to draw people getting on together. We all used different colours too.
Christmas tree. We were doing one of the many Christmas challenges Mr. Johnston gave us. We had took our iPads out and watched a video. The video challenged us to draw a Christmas tree on any app we had on our iPad. We used sketches and experimented with different tools to create them.
Christmas globe. Just like the Christmas tree, we had got the challenge on another video. Mr. Johnston sent us it.
We used different tools in the app and followed the instructions to draw a Christmas snow globe with the small house inside.
Santa sleigh. On this project, we went to the makerspace. We partnered up and used different materials. We used saws, hot glue guns, wood, felt, pens, and so much more. In the end, we had a race with them down a cardboard slope, and we saw how many candy canes they could hold.
Now this section of the podcast is about our own creations. This is called, in our school, the Makerspace.
In the Makerspace, we have lots of tools like hot glue guns, saws and make-do. Make-do is a set of cardboard tools like screws, screwdrivers, saws and scoring tools. We do have more tools in the room to use for our creations.
But for now we will talk about our past creations. Last year we made the Makerspace, and our first project was making an automator, which went up and down and round. They were our first projects, and they're not our best work, but over last year and this year, we've gotten better using all the tools, and we've been able to make better stuff. This has been good for our learning and fun. We've made lots of great work, big or small. People made things from a mini cupboard tower to creation with radio-controlled microbits, to even a 2-metre-tall Burj Khalifa. Over to Blair to talk about how he made his Burj Khalifa.
I will now talk about my Burj Khalifa that I made. The Burj Khalifa that I made was the world's biggest building. So at the start of this creation, I knew it would be a hard creation to make. But I started. The first thing I did was make a plan for my Burj Khalifa, so that when I was building it, I knew exactly what to do. I then started to scale it down so that I could make the building. The problem with mine was that it was a pretty big building. So there was a problem with scaling, but I managed to scale it down to a reasonable size. But the whole plan with the building was to make it 2 metres and 32 centimetres. But as I went, I did make some changes of the measurements.
Blair was building the building in two parts. This was because it was so tall, it would not be as annoying to move it around the place. So when he was building it, it was in two parts. There were 10 different stages to the building, so it had to be connected together with make-do screws, and he also connected it together with hot glue from our hot glue guns. He had now connected all the parts together. But now we will talk about some other ones. For example, last year we were making reindeer, and that was for a Christmas challenge. The challenge was who could build the best reindeer. But this year we built some steady hand games. The steady hand games we made were hard to make, but we made them in time for the Christmas fair. We also made some elastic band cars before that.
The project that we done first was making some elastic band cars. The reason why they were called elastic band cars was because they were powered by an elastic band being wound up and releasing. Then we did a huge project. This was a project where we could make any famous building. Lots of people did Big Ben, one did the Squinty Bridge, and a group of people done the Christian Tower. But two people did the Burj Khalifa. We could work in groups or work on our own. I did the Burj Khalifa, which is what we just mentioned, for the design phase of our creations. We are going to do lots more things in the future, but recently the makerspace has been converted into half library with only one side tables and two main tables. This has been a downgrade, but we will still make use of this space.
This is now the end of the Makerspace talk. You can now enjoy the rest of the podcast. We hope you enjoyed this bit about what we have been doing in the Makerspace.
Hi, for this section of the episode we're doing life cycle and genetics.
Me, Nathaniel and Rory will be doing this part of the podcast.
This is a topic we've been doing for a couple of weeks.
The first part of this topic we're going to talk about is life cycles.
Life cycles are the different stages of life for an animal.
Lots of animals have life cycles. There are lots of different life cycles. Some go through insane change, others not so much.
An example of a life cycle is the life cycle of a butterfly. It starts with some eggs on a leaf, which grows into a caterpillar. The caterpillar makes itself a cocoon and sprouts out as a butterfly.
We chose an animal to research its life cycle, and that's us at now. Classification is when we put animals into groups.
The first group we sort animals into is vertebrates and invertebrates.
A vertebrate is an animal with a backbone that holds its body together. An invertebrate is an animal without a backbone that holds its body together.
There is more groups like mammals, reptiles, amphibians, rodents, birds and fish. All of these groups are vertebrates.
Invertebrate groups include insects, crustaceans, arachnids, mollusks and worms.
And we keep going like that until we get to individual animals.
Now we move swiftly on to rebops and genetics. For this term, we dipped our toe into genetics and made rebops that are creatures that we designed to make a child.
First, we looked at a small presentation on genetics. It included bits and skipping generations, DNA and a quiz.
Then a few days later, we got a small sheet to put circles on.
Then we made rebops that matched the description on the sheet.
Then in partners, we made a child, using dice to decide which attributes are passed on.
The results are interesting to say the least. Some include thing, dust and hammerhead floppy.
The other day, we went out to the playground to look for types of animals.
We found all sorts like flatworms, worms, millipedes, an ant's nest, a snail, tiny black eggs, a colony of woodlice, a beetle and lots of slugs.
We put them in little jars and Mr. Johnson took photos of them all.
Some of the best places to look for bugs are under rocks. We found a whole colony of woodlice there.
One of the times he went looking for animals, we used an app called Seek.
Seek is an app that identifies different types of animals and plants. It uses a database of pictures that people have correctly identified and then compares them with your picture.
It usually works really well for identifying animals.
So that's it for the life cycle and genetics section of the podcast.
Thank you for listening to the Bantam Babies podcast.
This is Tony.
I'm Sandra.
The next section of the podcast is about our outdoor learning day. First, we are talking about the walk around High Banton in the Andrew Thurs Woods. We walked because it was an outdoor learning day and our topic was the history of Banton. First, we had to get ourselves ready with wellies and waterproofs because it would be very muddy and wet at the place we would be going to. It was all the way up a farm in High Banton. We started by turning right at the end of the school, then you walk up the road and then you follow the road to the farm. That is at the top of the road. Then we saw that what looked like a 19th century house and it had been fixed. It looked amazing.
Today we will be talking about the fire pit. The Biggies took part in the school outdoor learning day. The weather was very wet. We got on our waterproof and got busy. We got the fire going and got some sticks from the willow tree to make toasted marshmallows with our little friends from P1 to 2. We put the marshmallows on the sticks and held them over the fire. The primary ones and twos split into two groups. Some played the games with Miss Meakin while they waited on their turn to toss marshmallows over the fire. When they were toasted, they were placed between two biscuits to make s'mores. Most of the children liked it, but some didn't. In conclusion, I really enjoyed the fire pit and we also had s'mores. And also thanks for listening, by Xander.
And I am Alexia.
Lately, the primary 6-7s have been going to Kosai's swimming pool for lessons. Before we go on the lesson, we have to go to the shower. Then we go into the class and do a warm-up.
The warm-up is doing windmill arms and the star on the back and front, floating on the water. Then a handstand underwater and others that we do sometime. For our first week, we did a width of front crawl in the water before getting sorted into groups.
The people who couldn't or could swim, but not that well, stayed in the shallow bit. We were sorted into groups of skill, like some could manage the length and some could not. The others went out of the water and went up to the deep end.
Weeks, people have improved their swimming. Some people will get moved up to lengths once they improve, and Stephen thinks they will manage it.
Time to do front crawl kick or breaststroke kick for a couple of lengths. For me, I go a little slow in breaststroke when I'm doing the kick for it.
Swimming is special and great because we have our friends with us and it strengthens our body.
When we go swimming, another school comes with us called Chapel Green Primary School. It's nice to meet other people from other schools.
Hi, my name's Juliet.
And I'm Alex.
In this segment of the podcast, we will be talking about different musical instruments that people play in the class and outside it. We will be talking about piano, guitar, brass band, ukulele and chanter. Information from Wikipedia, Alex and Olivia.
In the piano, there are lots of strings with sponges on it to make it sound softer. Under that, there is a hammer-type thing that comes up and hits a string to create the sound. That's how piano works. On the piano, there are 52 white keys and 36 black.
Hi, my name is Olivia Rose, and this is John Sensen's on piano.
Practice chanter is the first step to playing the bagpipes. The bottom of the chanter goes on the bagpipes and the top of the chanter goes on the top bit of the bag. Inside the chanter is a little wooden piece called the reed. The reed is very delicate and it can break easily. The reed is the part that makes music. The chanter has 10 notes, all being made with your fingers. The notes also have something called a grace note, which is a kind of like a cut in the note. The chanter comes in different variations, the main one called the practice chanter. The chanter is easier to play than the bagpipes, but still takes some skill.
The chanter's holes are different sizes and sometimes are taped to make the notes sound flatter or sharper. The bagpipes have 3 drones, which are tuned by moving them up and down. Once one drone is tuned, the others get tuned to it. The drones are pretty delicate and have their own special reeds, which may look firmer but are actually more delicate. The bagpipe bag comes in different varieties, but if you have a sheepskin one, you need to play it every day if it molds. There's also a type of string that keeps everything tight. It's called the hemp. Hemp comes waxed and non-waxed. You can also buy bees for it. The hemp expands with saliva, so it's better not to add too much. Bagpipes and chanters are really delicate and can snap easily. One common mistake is putting the chanter into the bagpipes from the bottom of the chanter. The chanter usually snaps when you do this, and then it becomes unusable. Every Friday, our class plays trumpets and trombones with Mr. Golding. Some songs we are playing and are good at are Sweet Dreams Are Made of These, Shotgun, and Sweet Home Alabama.
Guitar is a six strings instrument and probably one of the hardest instruments to play. The strings are attached to a turning peg which control by tightening and loosening and are connected to the bridge.
Hi, my name is Alex. This is Wonderwall on guitar.
Is a Hawaiian instrument. It looks like a mini guitar but with four strings. From the late 1940s to the 1960s, the ukulele stayed popular and appeared in many jazz songs. In Hawaiian, the word ukulele roughly translates as jumping flea. Ukulele was developed in the 1880s and was based on a small guitar-like instruments from Portugal.
Hi, my name's Juliet. And this is the song that I've made on my ukulele.
Thanks for listening to our podcast. We hope you enjoyed it.
You can hear all of the episodes at our Banton Biggies podcast site.
Bye from the Banton Biggies.
A pretty decent kids production.